From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. It is a little bit past 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on this Sunday, June 13th, 2010. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. Coming up in the next segment, Congressman Ron Paul will join us on a host of key issues. Then Jeffrey Smith, who has authored two amazing books that we carry at Infowars.com, Seeds of Deceptions and one other, Genetic Roulette, that go over the incredible fact that every major study out there on GMO, even the company's own studies show that it is reducing fertility in every mammal species and attacking their organs. I mean, this is so important. So Ron Paul, Jeffrey Smith coming up in this hour. And then we're going to look at Bilderberg 2010 in retrospect. We've got Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian coming on to go over all of what happened at Bilderberg. Then Jim Tucker of American Free Press, the big granddaddy of exposing the Bilderberg Group, and Mark Anderson, who's also the deputy editor at that publication. So it's going to be all Bilderberg coming up in the second hour of this radio broadcast today. So I will assure you this is information that everyone needs to hear. We are on the cusp of a massive awakening. All of the people we've seen waking up so far, and the what appears to be a just explosive awakening, is actually just the primary ignition, or the firing pin hitting the blasting cap in the 30-06 shell casing. We're about to see the true explosion as the powder inside the cartridge, this is my analogy, ignites and fires the projectile of liberty out of the barrel towards the enemy, which is spiritual, financial, and physical tyranny. So we're nonviolent, ladies and gentlemen, but make no mistake, we are warring in the information war against the forces of the New World Order and having a ultra massive effect. That's why the system is scared. A microcosm example of that is all over the country. Police are arresting people for videotaping them in public when there's no reasonable perception of privacy. And court after court is throwing it out, pointing out that this is fraud. But why would the police, in many cases, be so arrogant and out of control? Because they're scared. They're unconstitutional. Police tactics are backfiring on them and are really exposing what they're doing, and their attempt to shut down free speech with cameras is only going to backfire as well. And the same thing is going to happen with the mainstream media. Chris Matthews, Carlos Watson, the New York Times, Cass Sunstein, Elena Kagan, and all these thugs openly coming out and saying shut down free speech in America, tax the internet, shut down alternative news, make alternative blogs carry government propaganda. That is only illustrating to everyone just how corrupt this system is and just how much trouble this corrupt mockery is in. So I want to encourage everyone to redouble your efforts to reach out and wake up everybody you know. As I keep saying over and over again, like a woodpecker or like a siren, an air raid siren repeating the same droning signal, but it's important. Now is the time. Yes, a lot of you reached out to people. You made copies of films. You had newsletters. You called into talk radio. You went to the city council. You went to the county commissioners. You went to the water board and said, get the fluoride out of my water. I'm going to carry that in the first 5 minutes of the next hour, by the way, in between interviews. So stay with us for that coming up in T-minus 1 hour. If you want to be technical, 57 minutes from now. The issue is now people are really ready to be awakened, and the globalists know that, so they're pulling out all the stops moving against our society in mass. So it is so key, it is so essential to reach out to everyone you know, like your life and your financial future and your liberty depends on it, because it does. The denial is over. The admissions of the attack on free speech are now openly being stated. They're admitting world government. They're admitting that we're not going to have a good future, that the, quote, good times are over, head of the IMF and the head of the Central Bank of Europe bragging in the Washington Post. It is happening. Congressman Ron Paul is coming up on this Sunday edition. And then Jeffrey Smith, Charlie Skelton, Jim Tucker, Mark Anderson, and, of course, yours truly, Alex Jones. So stay with us on this Sunday, June 13th, 2010 transmission. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net, and JonesReport.com. We shall return.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Well, so much is going on. We've only got him for about 20 minutes or so. Congressman Ron Paul, I don't know how he does it. Legislation, lobbying on the floor, doing 10, 15 media events a day, writing books, running Campaign for Liberty, supporting Rand Paul with the incredible realignment we're seeing politically. But he does it, and God bless him. He's Congressman Ron Paul. I want to talk about Iran, North Korea, the economy, the border situation. I want to talk about so many issues with Ron Paul, but a congressman from Texas joining us today. Congressman, first off, the political realignment. Every incumbent, whether it's Specter, a Democrat, or whether it's a Republican for the first time in 20 years winning in Hawaii for the Congress, to your son, Rand Paul, with a 30-point defeat of the establishment Republican. Have you ever seen a realignment like this? Because generally, it's one political party or the other that is seeing massive losses. But what I'm seeing is, across the board, incumbents and establishment candidates are being annihilated.
No, I think that's absolutely right. This is different. I think there's been periods of time when people get very frustrated, like you indicate. They might shift back and forth from one party to the other. But right now, they're unhappy with both parties. But the real tragedy is that we don't have a good, and I say this word cautiously, a democratic process, the democratic election, the ability of parties to compete. There's a monopoly control by the Republicans and the Democrats, and since philosophically they're not too far apart, they sort of gang up on anybody who wants to offer an alternative. So if we had had a very strong third party, so here all the people talk about the Tea Party as if it's a party, but it really isn't a party. It's an alternative. And that's why the mixture comes up, because sometimes Democrats are in trouble, sometimes Republicans are in trouble, but there's no one party to fulfill the role that is necessary. And I don't think that's going to happen soon, because the laws make it very difficult to get on ballots, and the media doesn't allow people to get into the debates and this sort of thing. So they're very, very handicapped. I just think that we're going to see this messy situation. But I think it's just great that people are unhappy. They're very active. They want changes, and they're picking and choosing, and they're sending a loud message. And both parties are getting a little bit upset. I mean, Republicans, in one sense, they say, these Tea Party people, they're a little bit nuts. We can't deal with them. But then when they find out the Tea Party is a political force, they say, I guess we better deal with them. So they're in a dilemma, too. I think it'll work out, as long as the people who are unhappy stick to their guns and stay and trying to agree on some basic principles. We either have too much government or too little government. We either spend too much money or too little bit of spend the money. We either have a lousy foreign policy or we don't have it. So I think those are the kind of things that we have to stick to our guns and be as consistent as possible, and to see what we can do to contribute to a positive change in this country.
There's no doubt, Congressman, I want to get your breakdown on this, that the establishment is scared, though, and they're going to pull out all the stops to try to demonize any type of true grassroots constitutionalist candidate. I mean, we're seeing them say, if you're against the health care bill, you must be a racist. But I think they've overplayed their hand by running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Yeah, and that's been around, but it's around right now a whole lot, because the Tea Party movement is so much bigger. But I can remember in 1996, and I don't know exactly what you were doing in 96, but when I was trying to get back into Congress, both Republicans and Democrats said, well, this guy's crazy. You know, he doesn't, he's even critical of the federal war on drugs. Anybody that's critical on the foreign, on the war on drugs must mean he wants to give drugs to kids, you know, that sort of thing. So they tried real hard to demonize me then, but I came back with honest answers, said that no, the war on drugs doesn't work. I don't want to use drugs. I don't want to use drugs on my kids. I take care of women delivering babies. Emphasize the evil and the harm of drugs. You know, we won that argument. So they will always try to demonize individuals, but more so today than ever before, because, like you say, they were trying to turn it around. And just because we oppose something that Obama proposes, oh, you must be a racist. You know, it's a demagogues. That it's the demagogues that really bugged me.
But, well, in 96, I was interviewing you when you were getting back into office, and I do remember that. And they, a few years ago, had your head floating around out in space, always trying to make you look like the outsider. But as many newspapers have reported, your views, the Constitution, my views, are now the majority view, and the establishment is desperate and is very, very afraid. What else do you see them from your years of research and experiencing this in Congress? What else do you think the big central banks and others are going to do to try to keep control of the people?
Well, I think whatever they think is necessary, and I had some information passed on to me, sort of inside information of somebody who knew somebody that was well-tuned to the people at the Federal Reserve, and they say they are really, really concerned about our movement to expose the Fed for what they're doing. Not so much that they think tomorrow we're going to have a victory and have a thorough audit and the Fed is going to end, but what they're upset or worried about is the fact that more and more people are aware of the Federal Reserve now like never before, and exposure is the most important thing. Then the changes will come and the reforms will come. So they know exactly what we've been talking about. I think that's where we've had such a tremendous success in the freedom movement in the last decade or so, is that people have become aware of the power of the Federal Reserve. And well, I'm so delighted when I go to the universities, and the next generation will know about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve was something you never even learned about in college. I mean, they just fluffed over this. It wasn't important. They took care of us. They knew how to run the economy. That has ended, and I think even those who defend the Fed are very frightened about it.
Did you have a chance to see Zbigniew Brzezinski's speech to the CFR last week? Because he said, for the first time in world history, the planet is awake to us and our move for global government. And he basically said, we are in trouble.
I didn't see that, but I hope he has some real reasons to be worried about that. But was it Biden that said up the other day that Brussels should be the capital for the free world or something like that?
Yeah, they're really coming out in the open with their world government because we've exposed it. And I want to run rapid fire now through a bunch of different issues while we have you. We're very honored to have Congressman Ron Paul with us today live on the 26th day of May 2010. You mentioned the war on drugs. I saw an interview with you back in the late 1980s, and you were talking about the CIA who'd been caught shipping in heroin then. And a few months ago, you gave a speech and said there's been a CIA coup in America. Since then, it's been in the New York Times, the Washington Post, AFP, French news agency, and even Geraldo Rivera on Fox. They go, yes, our troops are helping grow the opium for the farmers, because if they don't, Al-Qaeda will get it and sell it. What an amazing move to go from denying that they're producing it and shipping a lot of it in to saying, oh, yes, we have to, or Al-Qaeda would get it. Well, if you just decriminalized it, that would take the money out. And then Al-Qaeda, as they call it, wouldn't. I mean, that was the excuse on the crack cocaine. Well, we've got to ship the cocaine in, or the communist, you know, will get the money. Can you speak to that, sir?
Well, I don't have the absolute proof of it, but my suspicion is, and just because of the stories you hear, I think they really want drugs to be illegal, because I think that's the way they raise money for their governments that's off the books. You know, they own banks. They can get involved in enterprise, and they have to get their cash, and it never comes through. Well, not all of it. Some of it will come through appropriations and legally, even though we don't know where it goes and who controls it. But they even need even more money because they're doing so much. There's so much activity going on. So in many ways, they are very, very powerful, and it is in their interest to keep the drug war going. So it's a bit of an irony that some very, very sincere church-believing people who want to take care of the kids believe that, you know, we have to keep this war going. At the same time, they're allies, inadvertently allies with the drug dealers who want the drugs to be kept illegal. And then you point out, well, that the government and the CIA is involved as well.
Here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. When you see standing in the holy place what does not belong, then you know it is the time of punishment and all that is written. When they set themselves up in God's temple by proclaiming to be God and His Christ. For the body of the Christ is God's temple on earth. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. Prepare to advance on their positions, their fortresses, safe places, hiding places, and fronts. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. The number of the mounted troops is 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. They have no power or authority over us, Their authority is self-appointed, obtained through fraud, murder, lies, and theft. Our authority comes from the living God, the Creator, the only authority. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Congressman, I know you're super busy and none of us can be on top of everything, but would you like us to send you a packet of mainstream news where they just calmly admit that, okay, our troops, I mean, they had Geraldo Rivera with a Marine Corps commander with the troops explaining why they helped the farmers grow the opium. I mean, they're now basically bringing this out and hiding it in plain view.
Well, I've seen some of that, but I can always look at more material when it's available.
Well, here's one more issue on that subject. Did you see the Washington Post 2 days ago? CIA unit's wacky idea depicts Saddam as gay. And then in the article, it quotes them as admitting that the CIA put out at least one fake Osama bin Laden video. That sounds like that should be a congressional investigation.
Well, there's so many things that should be congressional investigations that sometimes, though, it becomes difficult if you hear of a real problem. I think, well, I guess I ought to report this. Where should I go? The FBI and the CIA, and they'll investigate it for me? Well, who's going to investigate the investigators? And that's our job, and that's what our responsibility is, to hopefully wake up enough people to find out who to believe and who not to believe.
Congressman, getting into what's happening on the economic front, we read your quotes a few weeks ago about Bernie Sanders, paraphrasing, you know, basically he sold out or he flip-flopped, and then Grayson running around saying we beat the Fed. What, I mean, you're the real expert in Congress recognized on this with the Fed. What really happened?
Well, we got 1207 passed into the House reform bill, and that bill passed on the House floor. The big vote was in the committee. So that's in there, even though it's in a very bad bill. When it got to the Senate, Bernie Sanders is the one that introduced 1207 and 604, I believe, in the Senate. And at the last minute, he changed his mind and took what the establishment agreed to, another severely watered-down version of it. It wasn't really an audit. It was just a glimpse of what's been going on for the past 2 years, which it had already agreed to. But it passed, like, I think 96-0, and the administration agreed to it. Obama said he'd sign it, and Democratic and Republican leadership agreed to that. And then the 1207 version was brought up by Vitter, and when that got to the Senate floor, we only got 37 votes. So I think people should pay attention to those who did not vote for the real audit language in the Senate. And this, to me, is a bailout for, you know, the system and for the Federal Reserve. But now they have finally passed that version in the Senate and is going to conference. So I'm trying to keep an eye on that very closely and see if we can influence the conference. And I just don't know whether we get that modified or what will happen. But I think right now that the cards are stacked against us. But we're going to keep fighting, because the more attention we get and the more the people know, I think we can be proud of how far we've gotten already and how much people know about it.
But well, that's right, Congressman. 25 years ago, you didn't get one co-sponsor when you were first in Congress. Now you passed it in the House. It went to the Senate. I saw a headline where you were saying that those that voted against your audit, the Fed bill, will be held accountable, though, by the voters.
Oh, yeah, they should be. And every time, I mean, you think of the Republicans, will retaliate against Republicans. And, I mean, we saw that in Utah. So these votes are very important. And, you know, the bailout vote was crucial in a lot of this stimulus for the Tea Party movement. So this is just another vote that we can use and help alert the people.
We've only got about 6 minutes left with Congressman Ron Paul. His time is so precious. We're going to give you some websites before he leaves so you can get involved in the Campaign for Liberty or Rand Paul's campaign, which is so important. But looking at the border situation, the Deputy Homeland Security Director said last Friday that they may not process illegals referred to them from Arizona. I've already seen previous reports of where sheriffs and others release illegals for serious crimes out of jail, and the feds won't pick them up. I mean, is this not serious dereliction of duty and or treason by Homeland Security?
You know, so much can be solved with our use of our Constitution and the principle of private property. If you have somebody walking your house and they're trespassing, and they might not have even committed a crime, they might not have, you know, shot anybody or stolen anything yet, they trespass, just trespass, and they're walking your house and they have no right to be there. We call the police, and the police call them, and they prosecute them. But they don't apply that to people who are walking across this land and walking across these ranches. As a matter of fact, even if you do anything to stop trespassers, you can get into trouble. You're taking the law into your own hands. The states aren't allowed to do what they should do. And when the states finally get totally frustrated, you know, they have to pass a law that then is argued about. I have some reservations about that law, but not about the intent and what they're trying to do and the dereliction of duty of the federal government. I would like to see more approach to this. That if you can't get them at the border and stop the influx, then as soon as they apply, you know, for benefits, then that's when we should deal with
it. I agree. Deny them the welfare benefits, and that will stop. But the government, again, wants this dependent group. Were you in the chamber when Calderon lectured and said repass the assault weapons ban, effectively taking semi-automatics from American people?
Nope, I wasn't there, and that's a personal thing with me. There's a limit to what I can actually tolerate some days. So I did listen to it on TV and all, but I didn't feel like I should be present there.
I mean, did that disgust you?
Yeah. I mean, it disgusted me, but I knew what he was going to say, and why do we give – I mean, about a couple of years ago, they had Karzai down there. I mean, Karzai is you know, just our henchman that we have hired gun. And they have him here down there as a head of a state and talking to a joint session of Congress. I mean, that's more than I need.
Well, his brother is admittedly, even in the New York Times, the top opium king.
Yeah. And one of these days, you know, we'll depose him. Something will happen. He'll be gone. And, you know, the big thing over there right now is this battle is about to start in Afghanistan. And there's no guarantees that even with all our military might that we're going to have a military victory there. We will not have a political victory. It'll be a political defeat because it'll just further stimulate hatred and all the other problems that you get by occupation of foreign countries. But militarily, whether this battle can be won is the real question.
Specifically, with the entire geopolitical situation, North Korea on a war footing, the Pentagon saying they're ready for war. Meanwhile, our own government helped give the reactors to North Korea, as you know. You've got the Israel saying they may strike Iran. Obama saying he would you know, support them if they did. You've got the Predator drones, 1,000 of them now, going in to Pakistan, which many experts say is an act of war. You've said the Iran sanctions are an act of war. I mean, it looks like the buildup to World War One or World War Two. Can you speak to the overall atmosphere?
Well, you know, it sort of blows my mind when I think about our financial crisis and not only the meltdown of the European nations, but ours as well. And that they hardly blink an eye that they can talk about spreading this war in the Middle East into Iran, to continue the civilian CIA bombing of these various countries. But this thing in Korea, it's way out of proportion to what we should be doing.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get more into the oil spill disaster and evidence that it's more and more looks like a false flag. Coming up in the next hour, we'll get into the economy and a lot more. Don't forget, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've produced over 20 films. I've directed more than 20, produced several others, Loose Change, Final Cut, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. They're all available at Infowars.com. And I know that you, the audience of this transmission, are extremely informed, extremely well-researched. In many cases, you're more informed than I am. In specific areas of specialty that you've done more research into. But your friends, your family, your children, your grandparents, your parents, your neighbor, your employees, your bosses, the folks at your church or your synagogue or your, you know, whatever the case may be, they know something's wrong now, but they don't know the specifics. It is so vital to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, Terror Storm, films and materials that we offer at InfoWars.com and to get them out to people now. And best-selling books like Seeds of Destruction, exposing industry and government lies about the safety of genetically engineered foods you're eating, Jeffrey M. Smith. He's very conservative. He's very careful. He understates it, and the understatement is absolutely devastating. There is no doubt that they know that these GMO foods are causing low birth weight, sterilization, reduced fertility, toxic problems. Seeds of Deception is such an important book. I think he has one that's like a textbook. Genetic Roulette, The Documented Health Risk of Genetically Engineered Foods, Jeffrey M. Smith, author of the number one international bestseller, Seeds of Deception. By the way, they're all available at InfoWars.com. Immune dysfunction, chronic illness, inflammation, death, 65 health risks, suppressed science and cover-ups, misfortune that the people are going through is just horrible. We need to warn the public. Misinformed Congress and regulators. This film is really my favorite. We've also got some films he's involved with, all available at InfoWars.com. And your purchase of the books and videos supports my operation and the authors and filmmakers who books and videos we carry, like Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracy, number four on the New York Times bestseller list, and all the other great suppressed things. They've just republished Fletcher Prouty's The Secret Team, How the Government Really Works. He was the head of Black Ops in the Pentagon, liaison to the CIA. That book's now back in print, available at InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. But whatever you do, don't procrastinate. Get involved today. Start reaching out to people. They're ready to hear the truth. Jeffrey Smith is the founder of the Institute for Responsible Technology, whose mission is to promote the responsible use of technology and stop genetically engineered foods and crops through grassroots and national strategies. He's an acclaimed international speaker, trusted authority on GMOs, best-selling author, admired filmmaker. Seedsofdeception.com. Seedsofdeception.com is the website. I wanted to get him on because I've literally seen hundreds of studies out of Canada, England, China, Japan, the United States. I've interviewed, you know, former GMO company heads who found that it was, you know, really hurting the guinea pigs and mice and rats. I've talked to other GMO heads who would say, look, this stuff's sterilizing the rats, reducing fertility. They'd say, well, that's not a problem, is it? There's too many people. So the point is, whether you think there's too many people or not, we shouldn't have forced medication going on. And the bigger issue is this is irrevocably altering the DNA of the human species. So in the next 22 minutes, I wanted to get Jeffrey Smith's take on all of this. He would be with us longer, but he's on the road making a film right now. Here's the headline. Research links genetically modified food to long-term sterility. A new study done by Russian scientists suggests that genetically modified food may cause, kind of like jumping in front of a bus going 100 miles an hour, might hurt you. A new study done by Russian scientists suggests that genetically modified food may cause long-term sterility. That is sterility in the second and third generations. The scientists used hamsters for the research and divided them into groups. One group of hamsters was fed normal diet without any soy products. A second group was fed non-GMO, genetically modified organism soy. The third ate GMO soy, and the fourth group was fed an even higher amount of GMO soy than the third. Each group produced about 7 of 8 litters of baby hamsters, each without any problems. But when the research selected new breeding pairs from the offspring, the second generation had a slower growth rate, and a bunch of other studies show that our guest will go over in a moment, and researched their sexual maturity later than normal. They also had a mortality rate 5 times higher. Oh, you like living until 25 instead of 100? That's what we're talking about. That's 100, you know, 5 times lower is 25. They also had a mortality rate 5 times higher than the hamsters did who ate the soy. Even more shocking was the fact that nearly all of the third generation GMO soy hamsters were sterile and also experienced hair growth inside their mouths. There's photos of that. And it goes on. Now here, perfect soft kill weapon. Mercury in the vaccines has been shown within one generation to reduce fertility and damage DNA. Folks, this is real. We already have massive sperm count lowered levels. We have massive infertility in women. You know about it. You see it in the news. All right, I'm going to shut up for the next 2 segments and go to Jeffrey Smith, author of genetic roulette, which is so important to get, folks. Jeffrey, break down this new study by the Russians, and then let's go into some of the other studies we've seen.
Yeah, so they actually, the scientists I spoke with said it was just a routine study. They just simply fed hamsters genetically modified soy in those four groups you said, non-GM soy, GM soy, high GM soy, and no soy. And there was no problem in the groups that were eating the normal, natural soy as part of their diet or no soy at all. But those that ate the genetically engineered soy, they didn't actually show the problems in the first generation. The second generation was slower growth, slower onset for maturity, but by the third generation, that's when the boom hit. And that was when nearly all of the adults had lost the ability to have babies. And the infant mortality rate, the rate at which they died at birth or soon after, that was five times higher in one of the GM soy groups and four times higher in the other compared to the control. So you had both a level of infertility, slower growth, and also a higher death rate among the babies. Now, this man, Alexei Surov, had done some research on hamsters before and found quite a rare situation where hair and mucus would form inside the mouth of the hamsters. The pictures are so disgusting that when I posted my article in Huffington Post, I didn't put the picture there. I just linked to it in case people wanted to see it because I didn't want to force them. But it's just that, you know, inside the teeth, big gaping holes with hair and mucus growing in there. And this was published in a study by Surov some months before. But what he found out was that the group that was eating the genetically modified soy had a much higher incidence of this rare disorder than he had ever seen in his study, suggesting that there may be some very significant disorders resulting from the genetically engineered soy. Now, I asked him at this point, he released his information as part of a report on April 15th, and I asked him when it would be published, and that would be in the summer. And he was cautious. He said, we don't know if it's the genetically engineered component. We don't know if it's the extra Roundup herbicide on the soy. Let me explain what that means to those who are not familiar with GMOs. The primary reason why people genetically modify crops is so they can drink a poisonous herbicide and not die. And Roundup is the most popular. So you have Roundup-ready soybeans, corn, cotton, canola, and sugar beets that you can spray with a toxic Roundup herbicide, and it will kill all of the other plant biodiversity, but not the Roundup-ready crop. Now, I'm learning just this month that the Roundup itself has components in it that might promote sterility. And what happens is, and this is, I'm saying might because I'm still investigating, and even once I fully investigated, I probably would be cautious on the...
And, of course, this is Monsanto of Agent Orange fame.
Yes, exactly. Monsanto is the one that produces Roundup. They're one of the producers of Agent Orange and, of course, PCBs. And they're in charge, by the way, to determine if their GM foods are safe.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
And I saw just last month Obama appointed the head regulator at the Food and Drug Administration as the former Monsanto executive.
Yes, exactly. Michael Taylor, he's the U.S. food safety czar. In charge of the U.S. food supply, he was the one that was in charge of policy at the FDA when the FDA said no testing was necessary. Hmm. And it was based on a policy that claimed that the FDA wasn't aware of information showing that GMOs were different. But documents made public from a lawsuit shows, of course, that that was a lie, because the overwhelming consensus among the FDA's own scientists were that GMOs were not only different but inherently dangerous and could create things like allergens, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems. But the person in charge of that policy, Michael Taylor, Monsanto's former attorney and later Monsanto's vice president, I believe, because he put that policy through, is responsible probably for more food-related illnesses and deaths than anyone in human history, and he is in charge of the food safety in the United States.
Amazing. Now again, this isn't just one prestigious Russian study, though. I mean, again, you have it all in your book, meticulously documented, but I've seen countless studies, not just in rats or mice or hamsters or rabbits that they tend to test on, but that they've done studies showing humans with lower birth rate and higher mortality, and that it's not just this type of soybean, whether it's the poison or the soybean itself, but separately in other GMO crops that are GMO, not for a pesticide-related reason, but for, say, a flavor reason or for a longevity reason. I mean, this is really beginning to become crystal clear in focus.
Well, let's talk first about the animal studies, and then let's take a look for correlation in human studies. We do know, for example, that there are indigenous people in Argentina who've been sprayed by Roundup by plane, and they're complaining of birth defects. And possible, there might be sterility there too, infertility, but I'm not sure. But I think we can look with more confidence at the animal feeding studies. In fact, the most important one, I think, that follows the hamster one was done 5 years earlier also by someone with the Russian Academy of Sciences. And it was Irina Ermakova, a senior researcher at the Academy, and she just completely innocently fed genetically modified soy flour. It was from Archer Daniels Midland variety, bought in the store, the same kind that we eat here. And she fed it to female rats starting 2 weeks before they got pregnant and continued feeding them through pregnancy and lactation and then started feeding the offspring as part of their diet. What was interesting was that when the babies were born, many of the babies were smaller, quite a bit smaller, when they were from the GM-fed mothers. But most importantly, more than half of them died within 3 weeks. The control group that ate the GM, the non-GM soy, only 1 in 10 died. So it was a five-fold increase in infant mortality. With the hamster study we just discussed, there was a difference of five-fold, and that was 25% versus 5%. Or in another group, 20% versus 5%. So it was 4 or 5 times higher with the hamsters, and it was 5 times higher with the rats. Now, what was interesting with the Ermakova study is she, of course, was attacked and vilified by the biotech industry. She published her research as preliminary, asking for more money to do follow-up research, but never got it. In fact, she told me after we spoke at the European Parliament together that her boss had been told by his boss that, under pressure, that she couldn't do any more GM research. So one of her colleagues actually tried to comfort her by saying, well, maybe the GM soy will solve the overpopulation problem on Earth, and she wasn't comforted. But what happened was when she was attacked by the biotech industry, one of the valid issues was that she never did a biochemical analysis of the feed to see if there might be a toxin in the bag of flour. But after she had completed her research 3 times with similar results, coincidentally, the Russian Academy of Sciences facility where she was working started feeding all of the rats a rat chow based on genetically modified soy, and she had a brilliant idea of simply asking her colleagues after 2 months, what was the infant mortality rate in their study? They weren't studying GMOs. They just happened to be feeding all of the rats GM soy. It turns out it had skyrocketed to over 55%. This suggests it's not some obscure toxin that had made its way into her particular batch, but it was more likely a generic problem. In addition, when you go back further, Italian researchers fed genetically modified soy to mice, and they found that the testicles were damaged, the structure and function of the testicles were changed, including the young sperm cell. And when they looked at the offspring in the embryo stage, a very, very young embryo stage, they removed it from the wombs of the pregnant mice who had been eating genetically modified soy or natural soy. And they found that those that had been eating genetically modified soy, the embryo DNA functioned differently. So Ermakova, this was in Italy, Ermakova back in Moscow, she decided to feed GM soy also to male rats, and she showed me the picture, which I use in my presentation, and the testicles changed from pink to blue. So normally the testicles are pink in male rats, and she showed the controls, and they were pink, but they were blue in those that were fed genetically modified soy.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And now, what is it, 8 major food crops are being genetically engineered, and now they want to go to hundreds?
Oh, that's right. Exactly. The goal of Monsanto, the explicit goal, is to genetically engineer 100% of all the commercial seeds in the world and patent them, and they have a plan to achieve it. Now, it doesn't stop with soy. We also have evidence of infertility with corn, and we also have it with the GM cotton. With the corn, the Austrian government fed genetically modified corn that was both Roundup ready and also produced its own toxic pesticide called BT. It was both events in the same gene, in the same DNA. So they found that the more of this corn that they fed to mice, the fewer the babies they had and the smaller the babies were.
And by the way, large portions of the corn and things we now eat in the United States are of these GMO varieties.
Yeah, about 85% of the corn. Now,
so, folks, you're having your family line annihilated right now. You're being just you're under assault, and You know, I mean, if you walked up and punched a cop in the face, you'd go to prison, but they feed this to the cops, and the cops just love it. I mean, I'm just pointing out that we're all being assaulted.
So we've seen this also in livestock. I happened to discover a new source that changed his animals to non-GM feed and found that the litters got bigger. I do know of about 24 farmers that claim that certain varieties of GM corn caused their pigs or cows to become sterile. Some pigs had false pregnancies or gave birth to bags of water.
This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. And most of the food we eat now, when you go to a Mexican food restaurant and eat corn chips, it's frying you. Now, we can say no. We can take control of our society. We can demand real organic food. We can demand the feds don't change the organic descriptions to where it can be non-organic. This is life and death, and I know this stuff, and it's hard for me to not forget what I'm doing. But I've got to take care of my children. I've got to make sure they can have a healthy life and have grandchildren. This is eugenics. Make no mistake. Continuing, sir, I mean, you can go on for hours. What about the study? I was talking to you about that genetic engineer out of England who's just had a stroke, unfortunately. But I've interviewed him years ago, you know, who found similar things in his studies. Talk about that.
Well, this is Dr. Arpad Pusztai, a very interesting case. He is the world's leading researcher in his field and was granted a $3 million by the UK government to create a way to test for the safety of GMOs, which was supposed to be implemented into the EU law. But what happened was he accidentally discovered that GM foods are very dangerous, that his rats, after 10 days, had smaller brains, livers, and testicles, partial atrophy of the liver, damaged immune system, and potentially precancerous cell growth in the digestive tract. He went public with his concerns and was a hero for about 2 days at his institute. And then the pro-GM UK Prime Minister's office apparently placed two phone calls to the director of the institute on a Tuesday afternoon. On a Wednesday morning, Dr. Pusztai's contract was canceled, his data was withdrawn, his team was dismantled, they never implemented the protocols. In fact, they told him if he spoke at all about his research, he would be sued. They went through a whole process to try and trash his reputation, to promote the biotechnology industry, and what he had discovered was very interesting. You see, he fed rats a potato that was genetically engineered with a gene that produces an insecticide. But he had tested the insecticide over and over again on rats and knew it was safe. In fact, in his study, he fed some rats the natural potato with spiked with the insecticide and others eating the genetically engineered potato that produced the insecticide from within each cell. But only those that ate the GM potato, the genetically modified potato, got these illnesses and got this sickness.
So it's the way the poison was being delivered.
Exactly. It was the process of genetically engineering the potato that caused the problem, and that was what his great concern for him was, because he was aware that the same process was used to create the soy and corn and tomatoes.
And it was eating their livers, folks. You know, you don't drink Jack Daniels because you don't want to die of liver failure. Hell, you eat potatoes and corn, you get it. I mean, this is serious.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.